You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Nicola Willis said this year's budget delivers to Māori because when a New Zealander turns up to an emergency room or a school, they don't turn up thinking about their ethnicity. This comment was met with criticism, including from Associate Professor Marama Muru Lunning, who responded, "When a Māori turns up at a hospital, they know they are Māori. They never forget that, and they're only there because they absolutely have to be there." I spoke to the University of Auckland's Dr. Simone Watkins about the government's equal approach to healthcare and how this continues to disadvantage people who are Māori, Pacifica and Indian. I started by asking what the unequal health outcomes are.
So we know that the survival of babies, particularly Māori, Pacific and Indian babies compared to Europeans, are not the same in New Zealand. And a recent report shows that that hasn't really changed for the last 20 years. And so this is a particular area of concern, as these are the vulnerable children. You know, these aren't necessarily direct influences of any of their health decisions in this country. So that's quite a concerning statistic.
How does a one-size-fits-all approach to our health system fail to address this?
I think the facts and evidence that continually show these poorer survival and other inferior health outcomes for our Indigenous Māori, Pacific and other ethnic groups in New Zealand, apart from European or Pākehā, is the evidence enough to show that just that one-size-fits-all approach or trying to give the equal chances and opportunities to everyone doesn't shift those disparity statistics enough for our health outcomes in New Zealand. And in this day and age of modern medicine and the opportunities we have and the evidence that we have gathered through research, we know that there are different approaches that could improve those health outcomes for our Māori and Pacific people in New Zealand. And I think we need to really use those evidence-based approaches to try and have culturally informed agency and methods that are going to be more successful in closing that disparity gap, particularly over survival for our Tamariki and Aotearoa New Zealand.
Pākehā have complained that this is unequal, but is there a difference between equality and equity?
Yeah, I think this is a common misinterpretation or mistake that equality and equity are the same. So equality means that you're giving everybody exactly the same healthcare in the same way. And equity means that you're meeting the different needs of the different population groups so that the distribution may not look equal, but you're trying to even the playing field, so to speak, so that you can try and get more equal outcomes at the end of that. So looking at trying to, you know, have the survival chances of a baby born in Aotearoa New Zealand be the same no matter what ethnic group they belong to. That's really what the goal is. And that universalism approach really isn't working for us, and we need to try and approach things differently, which is where Te Aka Whai Ora and the agency over the healthcare system was looking really promising, and trying to deconstruct those things and go back to just everybody gets the same healthcare and it's fit for all New Zealanders. I think that's really not speaking to what the healthcare evidence and research has shown us so far.
And does that mean the government's proposed solutions will make things worse?
I do fear that it might make things worse. I mean, that's what we've seen to date. And we just haven't given some healthcare system changes enough time to really show those increased outcomes. And we know that overseas that there have been different changes that they've implemented that have been quite simple in some healthcare systems to ensure that there's transparency in systems and sites that allow for equality of outcomes in healthcare settings. For example, they've looked at infections at infection sites and intensive care, and they've changed the way that they've been monitoring it so that in America the blacks had the same outcomes as the whites, for example. So we know there are different approaches that can try and help all the different patients, and I think we need to try and take all of the knowledge that's been done and over all the years overseas and here and try and apply it in our setting to, yeah, increase the survival chances of our most vulnerable New Zealanders. And I think that that's something that we should all care about as New Zealanders, for everyone in this country, because we all deserve those equal opportunities, particularly for our younger and most vulnerable patients.
You mentioned that Māori, Pacifica and Indian newborns are worse off under our health system compared to Pākehā newborns. Are there other areas of our health system where this continues to be the case?
Yes, so we know that the disparities in health outcomes and survival chances and life expectancy, this is uniform across all the different areas. And even in my own research, we know that the infant outcomes up to 1 year for congenital heart disease or inborn heart problems are different for Māori and Pacifica compared to Europeans. And so my research has been looking at the underlying causes of why that might be happening, and I think we need to focus our research and resources into looking at why these disparities keep happening and what interventions are going to be successful rather than just continuing to report the same thing. And I think that if we just continue doing what we've always done, we will get the same result. And so I think that we just do need to pivot and look at, you know, how can we best service the needs of all of the individuals that we have in New Zealand.
That was Dr. Simone Watkins on the inequitable health outcomes between ethnicities in the Aotearoa healthcare system.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.